The unusual Monday evening meeting. Before Alan White had left America, the situation in Australia, and particularly Melbourne, had been open to her in vision. This was one of the reasons she dreaded going to Australia. Now on that Monday evening, she was impressed by the Spirit of God to call the ministers together for a special meeting in one of the publishing house offices. While G.B. Starr preached to the congregation in the meeting room above, she bore her testimony. Of this she wrote in her diary. In the evening I attended a meeting for the ministers held in the Echo office. I talked for half an hour plainly and decidedly, calling them by name and telling them the Lord had shown me their dangers. This was a precious season. Brother Curtis made a heartbroken confession. He humbled himself as a little child. He wept aloud and confessed that he had not had the Spirit of the Lord with him in his preaching. He was discouraged and did not feel that he should receive credentials. Brother Hare also confessed that he could see no success attending his labors and that he had been envious and jealous of Brother Daniels. Brother Steed and Brother Tenney made humble confessions, and then we bowed before the Lord and had a precious season of prayer, and the Lord blessed us. The brethren confessed to one another and fell on one another's necks, weeping and asking forgiveness. We were together for about 3 hours, while Brother Starr was speaking to the congregation in the room above. The Lord is at work, and we praise His holy name. The next morning Ellen White addressed the conference, as she did each morning, and then gave her time to writing.